Sometimes the simplest things, like a book, a paintbrush, or even a football, can make all the difference. The Nangala Project aims to relieve poverty and disadvantage among Indigenous kids and their families through art, reading and sport. Estelle Leacock met the co-founder of the project, Ros Moriarty, and found out about some of the work they're doing.
So you and your husband, John Moriarty, set up the Nangala Project in remote Aboriginal communities. What does that project involve and hope to achieve? And is it possible for interested people to become involved?
Yeah, so look, if people are interested, it'd be great to visit our website, which is nangalaproject.org.au. It's about delivering to young children. So we've targeted where we believe we can make the most difference and where the communities involved have asked us to get involved. So it's pre-literacy. It's a project called Indie Kindy, which is pre-literacy for under five, so babies to school age. Remote region schools typically don't get good regular attendance and not good outcomes at the other end. So two-thirds of Aboriginal eight-year-old children don't meet benchmarks in Australian literacy and numeracy. So we're targeting those really young children in the bush by creating a love of books, actually making books available in homes for the first time, and also employing local mums out there to work with other parents to give the children some preparation in pre-literacy, whether it's through bedtime stories or having access to books now. We're also producing resources with pre-writing skills, pre-literacy skills, so that's the Indie Kindy part of it. And we're also delivering John Moriarty football. John was the first Aboriginal player selected for soccer in Australia, for the Socceroos, and so soccer is his passion. So we're delivering to under sixes, under eights and under tens to help those kids develop in sport, but really to go to school and to take advantage of the you know, after-school activity that's happening with healthier lifestyles. So we're very much targeting children. And we also have volunteering through a travel project called Bungee Travel. We've just been in the bush, actually. We're just back after 8 days out there, volunteering with the literacy and the football and taking our visitors bush for a cultural experience where we employ local Aboriginal families as a source of income for ecotourism, but also to share their culture and to create some bridges of understanding.
What changes to the lives of people living in the remote Aboriginal communities do you hope will be achieved by the Nangala Project in the long term? And have you been able to observe some of these changes beginning already?
What we're really trying to achieve is people taking advantage and taking the opportunity of preparing children better for their school experience through Indie Kindy, and also opening up healthier lifestyles and access to sporting development through John Moriarty football. We've been going 6 months and already we have 160 children across those programs. They're all locally staffed, locally driven, locally engaged, which is the only way really to sustainability. So I think the response to us is that engagement, involvement, getting people keen about being involved and getting involved is really the first of the benchmarks that we're looking for. And it's been really encouraging to see the community take that up and get involved and drive it. And with our support, hopefully that can continue.